Here in a few minutes, we're going to have a time for music, a time for merrymaking in the Lord's presence. We're going to Inel, I want you to do a little more than just lead them in singing. I want you to, when time comes, to actually do a little ring around the roses for me, okay? I mean the kids.
Okay, I haven't seen the bulletin yet, so I don't know when.
Well, so go ahead and sit down. I shouldn't have called your name. You're just ready to go. So I did some looking. I'm a strange bird. I'm a Methodist through and through, because while I like to witness rejoicing and happy sounds, man, at the walk to Emmaus, when they start singing "This is the day," they make us, what we did, look like we were singing a dirge. I mean, it's celebration. And I'm weird. I have trouble getting myself to do all those things. It's like, I was in the stage choir, and they literally had to make extra time for everybody to stay and teach me how to move for all the things they were doing. So anyway, so I've looked into this. I've been discovering that movement and body language is commanded by God. Not so much for when you feel like it, but as acts of worship, just like responsive readings, just like standing or sitting, the raising of the hands, the bowing of the head, the kneeling, all of those things are commanded by God, and they show and indicate a certain temperature physically. Worship is not a performance. Churches pay exorbitant amounts of money to supplement their choir music with professional singers, orchestral players, and it's wonderful and sounds majestic and beautiful. Who doesn't like a hand choir, a handbell choir, hand choir? But that's all performance. Now, if the individual performer performs it to the Lord, that's a real act of worship. But if we perform just for the praise and acclamation of those who see it, it's garbage. Worship is not a performance to be appreciated by people. Worship is received by God Almighty. The phrase "joyful noise" was put in Scripture by God. God included joyful noise in the Scriptures numerous times. I found at least 7 before I didn't go down that rabbit hole. The word "joyful noise" in Hebrew is ruah, not ruach. Now, ruach is the Holy Spirit, pneuma, breath of God. Similarly, the word for joyful noise is ruah, ruah. It means ear-splitting sound. That you cannot reinterpret it any other way. It root is ear-splitting noise. The Lord commands ear-splitting noise. At times He says with the cymbals or with a lyre or with some harp or castanet. But often He means with the clamoring of your voice and the clapping of your hands. It was also a sin when they said ruah. Sometimes it meant sound an alarm loud enough for everybody to hear. So it was equally used as an alarm and as praise, but either way, a very loud noise. So when I say that certain things aren't for me or aren't a part of how I'm wired together, I need to realize that the Scriptures didn't take that into account. It simply says, make a joyful noise. Don't you know what God did? Don't you know what God is doing? Make a joyful noise. And so I want you to listen. We're going to be getting some... Who all's prepared to sing or play an instrument or do something? Raise your hand. That's good. All right. Awesome. So we don't let people with tattoos play. Y'all... Joy got a tattoo when she was in Scotland. And I thought she'd wear a dress down to her toes this morning. No, she comes out in some short number. Anyway, she hinted that only dirty people get tattoos. Right in front of Marissa. Marissa's standing. She's got like a whole body tattoo. And she goes, "What am I, chopped liver?" Joy's got the little tiny little tattoo. My wife came back marked. So we're going to prepare to praise the Lord here in a minute. We want to take time to give ourselves to praise. If it's not your thing, at least realize the joyfulness and the gladness of this moment for us. A number of us, well, we all have done a very difficult thing. On the face of it, it's been very hard. But in the short amount of time that it has occurred and the assistance that we saw God give, we know we're on the right path. The right path for us. And so let's praise the Lord. So listen to these psalms. Psalm 95. "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Praise the Lord. That's pitiful. "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." Praise the Lord. Woo! "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9. "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song," not a really old song. "For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre." I don't know what that is. Close enough. "With the lyre and with the sound of melody." That's close. "With trumpets and with the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar." "And all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity." Psalm 100. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness." I serve the Lord with gladness. "Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Let's get all these children down here at the front.
They just took off the back.
Y'all still got your instruments? Can you make a sound like a child? All right, good. Psalm 150 is the one I've been looking forward to the most. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. praised him with tambourine and danced. Nobody danced. Praised him with strings and pipes. I wouldn't dare touch that guitar. I forgot where we are. Verse 5, praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to have some music. We are coming to the Lord's table today. Let's see, Jason, I think you and Jim are prepared to lead off. Get you to come on up here, and then we'll have several others in turn. Are the kids going to get back in time? We'll see. So we may have to get Alan on deck next. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Do you not have a heart attack for this service?
You know what?
He's too excited, isn't he?
Almost had a heart attack walking up here.
Are y'all happy to lay this burden down that we've been going through for a couple years?
Good.
All right, you ready? Glory, glory.
Got a tattoo, man.
done.
Well done. Well done.
Anyone else? There she comes.
We're gonna stay right here.
She's coming.
The song that he wants to do. So while you're in here listening to the pastor, we are learning some things out there, and so that's what we're gonna show you today. Some of the things that we're gonna return to place. So Jesus was challenged by a lawyer. What's the greatest commandment? And so we're going to start by sharing the Shema with you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And we also have learned a song. I call it the gospel song. My heart was dark with sin. Okay. My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed it white as snow. And in God's word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. To grow in Christ each day, I'll read my Bible and pray. The Lord is our creator, and so we've learned some things about creation, so we're going to do Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and on day one, he made light, and on day two, he made the sky with the clouds. On day three, he made the plants grow. On day four, he made the sun, the moon, and the stars. On day five, he made the things that swim and the things that fly. And on day six, he made the land creatures and the creeping creatures, and a man and a woman. And on day seven, he finished, so he rested. We're going to do 1 Timothy 1:17. Now unto King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
All right. Children that would like to sing?
Well, I'm thinking about Waylon. Waylon, you didn't come ready to do a number today? Well, then, in that case, let's see. Alan, why don't we come up and, you know, do the... Come on, Mr. Kevin. Somebody got the music?
No?
I mean, you do.
I've got one on.
Now for something completely different.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then the light from heaven filled my soul. Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every day. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our plainest cry. He will answer by and by.
Does anyone else have music or other presentation you want to make? Praise to the Lord.
Can I say what I'm
following? Sure. Yeah. It's all right. It's just cables everywhere up here. All right.
This one was taken from the book of Ruth. And it's at the point in time where Ruth is speaking to her mother-in-law, and it's called the Song of Ruth. Excuse me for a minute while I put this cough down away. Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will stay. Thy people will be my people, and thy God will be my God. Whether thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more. If part the death, part thee and me. May the Lord do so to me and more. If part the death, part thee and me.
Anyone else have an act of praise or worship you want to share at this time? Praise the Lord. Okay.